I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's come to my attention that the quarterback's been out in the media over the last week. And just to get out in front of that a little bit, I just wanted to say I wasn't here last year. And so I can't speak too much in terms of what it was like before he got here and when he got here last year. But for my 4 months on the job, he's been outstanding to work with. And we just are focusing on getting a little better every day.
This is the Raheem and Harris Show with Mark Grody, and we are live. Thanks again to Ian Happ for joining us as well, and our awesome crowd who's still here hanging out.
Diehards.
I know. A lot of them are taking pictures right now. We are live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. This is Cubs on Deck. They're taking pics with Ian Happ right now. He was kind enough to join us for an hour. Cubs on Deck, powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. We have a little bit of, I would call it, developing Bears news.
I mean,
is it breaking?
I'm going to say, relative to the conversations that have been had over it, I would say that this is breaking news on the score. It is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Would you like me to give the breaking news, or would you,
Layla? I mean,
Layla,
it's a Bears thing. We got
Layla, please. Announced. You are a leader. Please give the breaking
news. What about
if
Marshall?
If you read that,
Bears.
Yeah.
You got to read.
Keep it going.
How many Bears?
I'm saying because you read that it was breaking news.
I have to give the news.
Is that our flow?
I think
that's
so.
The word flow.
That's the way to go.
All right. Good talk. All right. I will say, we are told from Hallis Hall, Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears starting quarterback, will speak to the media today.
That's all we wanted.
In case
that's
you don't know.
That's literally all we wanted.
I disagree.
A little
bit of
consternation over
this. I think
that's
the first step.
As people know, and it's gotten hot out there.
Why do you disagree? What do you say?
No, I'm saying I think people want more than that. They want to hear certain answers in certain tones.
Well, yeah, but that's our job to ask the questions.
They want to be available. Yes,
it's a conspiracy against me. They knew I wasn't going to be there today. They're like, "Oh, Grody's not here. Let's roll out Caleb today. He's in a safe place."
But you know what you are here for? You know what you are here for?
What?
Five on it.
Let's show.
Ho ho! Cue it.
Time for Five on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on
it. So who's asking the questions in this?
Oh,
we
going to
ask the questions? Ray.
Ray, man. Ray's
Ray.
Got that.
Ray's been working a microphone.
That, Ray working that mic, telling everybody to go hang out with Ian Happ and the food. Ray, you are something behind that mic, my man.
Producing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Producing.
Producing. Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. Well, we're leaning it off,
Ray,
with number one.
Whoa.
You can see what I did with my voice there? Which player can the Cubs least afford to fall off from their current pace in their pursuit to win the division and the one seed in the National League?
I am maybe going to hold myself accountable for this, and I'm going to be that person. Is it Seiya Suzuki for me?
Ooh, wow.
It is Seiya Suzuki for me.
You have come around to my side of things, I see.
Well, no, I mean, no, he's convinced me. He's okay. convinced me in convincing fashion.
She didn't say he was underrated.
Okay, and the Department of the Redundancy Department, his OPS right now is 898. Demand is producing. There's been no better example of protection in the lineup and what it can do for a team, perhaps, than what we've seen out of Seiya Suzuki. He is DHing. He played in left field and did the thing while Ian was out with the oblique injury. He's cooking right now. So I will take it, and I appreciate what Seiya Suzuki is doing, not just from a standpoint of getting on base and the powerful hits, but also what about the power numbers? He's got 14 so far. So ball go far, Cubs go far.
All right. That's a great answer. Not just because he's hitting 359 with runners in scoring position, not because he's OPSing over 1,100 with runners in scoring position. That's cool and all, but let me tell y'all something. If this man I'm about to say falls off, it ain't going to go down the way you want it to go down. It's Kyle Tucker.
But he has fallen off already this year.
No.
He fell off for a little while.
He had a mini slump.
Right, and they did
if,
just
if
fine.
My mini slump leaves mini me slump? OPSing over 900, no. I don't think it's that big of a slump.
Didn't it feel agonizing for a little while, though?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Tucker. Your OPS has gone from 1,200 to 9-something.
I'm just saying. Like, I think we already went through a little period of,
yeah, and,
like, where's Kyle? Is he hurt? Oh, my God. Do we need to
what?
Sit him out?
The Cubs suffered during that period, if you'll remember.
Okay. They suffered?
Okay. Yes, they suffered. Their record was not on the pace that it is overall. Okay. It was worse.
Okay.
So that's why Kyle Tucker, he's been the key, the linchpin of this new fangled lineup, if you will.
I like that.
It lengthens the lineup.
Fangled.
Yeah, newfangled devices, newfangled lineup. He's the guy that when you put him in there, all of a sudden everything else started to click. The lineup became longer. Everything made sense. Seiya Suzuki wasn't doing what he's doing this season until what?
Probably about 3 weeks ago.
It can't just be Kyle Tucker and the gang.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. There's different people, but the question is, who's most important that they don't fall off? It's Kyle Tucker.
Yeah,
he's got to play to the back of his baseball card. I don't need him to play above his baseball card.
Groats.
I'll just say really quickly, have you guys ever heard of a little guy named PCA? You nobody know, here has heard of PCA.
Marshall has never heard of him. Marshall doesn't want
these
to pay
two over
him.
Here.
He's
these
not
lovely ladies
about
over here.
At all.
They've heard of PCA. Yes, I would have to go. Since nobody took the low-hanging fruit of Pete Armstrong, I will take PCA. And by the way, I would just like to say, when we did the who are the most important athletes in Chicago right now or the best athletes in Chicago, and I said Seiya Suzuki third, you guys laughed at me. Robbie, write that down. Robbie, you got that? Write that down.
I'm writing it down.
You both laughed at me. So, yeah, yeah. That's why I tell Robbie all night last night, whatever I had a thought. Robbie, write that down.
I mentioned Caleb Williams in that, but some fan account said that I did something about Caleb Williams.
Oh, don't worry about some fan account. We're getting closure today. Caleb Williams is speaking.
I don't think we're getting closure.
What are they going to cry about in makeup that we said next?
Layla.
Purple monkey dishwasher.
Layla.
Simpsons reference.
Number two.
Whoa.
Sixers and Thunder are now each one win away from the NBA Finals. How much will 9 diehard NBA fans pay attention to this championship matchup?
Not much. Not much. The Pacers are fun. The OKC Thunder are fun. But fans, they love their narratives. And if their favorite players aren't playing, this is the painful growing pain stage you have to go through as NBA fans when you see the last hearkening moment of this generation, aka the Summer Olympics of 2024, with those guys, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant and company. They are now not riding off into the sunset, but they're no longer on top of the mountain. And now you've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and likely possibly a guy like Jalen Brunson, but definitely a guy like, I don't know, Tyrese Halliburton, taking the next step forward. And the funny thing is, a lot of those guys were on that Olympic team, but they were on the bench. And now we're going to see those guys take center stage. The problem is, the building, the ratings, it won't be as hyped as it would have been if it had been some of your traditional powers.
I am going to go with a cliched argument here, but it is one that actually is true in this case. Non-diehard NBA fans may not pay attention to it as much, but that's where the NBA has got to help out because SGA is interesting. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander says something compelling after every single game. He should be one of the faces of the league. He should be. Absolutely. In this case, when you're trying to build in that new generation and the popularity to take over, the idea is you have a continuous body, not a separate one. You know, like there's always somebody that you're paying attention to. That team and the way that it has been built absolutely should be something that non-diehards pay attention to. This is, however, the worst nightmare for the NBA market size-wise. But maybe a guy like, you know, Pat McAfee did some sort of intros or hype yesterday at the game, and I feel like that was well-received. If nothing else, maybe the non-diehards recognize him and his appreciation of the Pacers in this. But it's also up to the league to help elevate their people in all of this and tell people why they should be paying attention to these guys.
Yeah, you know, and I think, too, that the one thing that I would say, like, people might be drawn to it, that like the non-diehards, because this is where they do pay, like, if you're not paying attention to the NBA, maybe now you do. Now is where, okay, it's you're down to two teams. In theory, and let's hear this. Oh, the Thunder's got the MVP, the Indiana Pacers, like, and it's very Midwest as well. I think people get more turned off when it's like an all East Coast type of thing. So I think in this area, especially, maybe not Chicago proper, but in the Midwest, I think that something like this will play.
Number three.
The WNBA just wrapped up its 10-day investigation into alleged racist behavior at the Skies game at the Fever and found claims to be unsubstantiated by interviews along with reviews of audio and video of the game. Is this an L for the W?
No. Anytime you investigate and then come up with answers in your investigation, that is not a W, or that is not an L. That's a W because you did exactly what the investigation was supposed to do. The job is to find answers. It's not to be on a witch hunt and find something. So, no, absolutely not. That's the whole point. You look into it, you listen to people, you do the job, and then you come back with either an answer that is answer or no answer in this case. But either way, there's still information there, and that's what the job of an investigation is.
I think it's not so much the fact that the investigation didn't find anything. It's what the investigation, where it came from. And from all the knowledge that I could dig up, because Layla, you were the one who went back through the audio trying to find something, anything. This came from Twitter rumors. And if we're at a place where Twitter rumors are going to spark this type of investigation, I don't know that we're in a good place. So I think it's an L, not necessarily for the league itself, but really for us, the fans, like real fans of the WNBA.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Layla. I mean, if you didn't come up with something, just be honest about it. And the fact that it's out there and we're having the conversation, I think that that is good. So I don't look at it as an L. I look at it as investigated, and this is what they came up with or didn't come up with.
Number four.
What do you think about the Blackhawks hiring of Jeff Blashill as their new head coach?
I know that there's been a lot of talk around how they wanted the former or the current head coach of the Denver DU, you know, Denver University program. It's one of the most successful college hockey programs ever. And stands to be reason that that would be somebody who the team would want. And I know that came up short, but the main goal of their new coach, and you recycle a lot of them in hockey, you know, that's a position where hockey head coach does not imply a long tenure, is, are you going to unlock the best talent out of Connor Bedard? And so as long as that is the goal, that is all I care about right now. That's notwithstanding like a guy like Frank Nazar and what happens with the rest of the team. But that's the point. Is I think Luke Richardson was also hired to help develop a young team, and I would expect that that is also still the case as long as Connor Bedard is young.
So for me, this is, can this man unlock Connor Bedard? And either he can or he can't. But I say that not to say that Connor Bedard is this guy who's going the way of, I don't know, Patrick Williams. That's not the case here. I think he is on the cusp of coming out and being great. He's a teenager. I think we forget that sometimes because of how young he was when he was drafted. And now they're entrusting Blashill to take command of this and perhaps get him in this franchise where it rightfully should be with the type of talent they have, not only on the roster currently, but in the pipeline. I think this is a great hiring just because it's done. It's a guy who's younger, 51 years old, has head coaching experience prior, has been on successful teams even as an assistant. I love this hire for the Blackhawks, especially because I was worried because it was taking them so long to find a new head coach.
I like him more now that I heard him on Molly and Haw and even his press conference. Like, he sounds like a pretty knowledgeable guy. Sounds like a guy who's got a plan. So I got to admit, I was won over by that, but not on its own merit. Like, this guy was tasked with obviously taking over Detroit from Mike Babcock, who was, you know, had his up and down meter as well with Detroit, but he takes over this franchise. He is to lead the rebuild. He had one winning season in 7 years with Detroit. So, look, there are plenty of examples in the NHL and in sports where guys who fail in their first head coaching job go on to succeed, and there's obviously enough people who think well of him, and I can understand that listening to his press conferences. I get it. Like, he sounds like a personable guy who's got, like, some serious logic to his thinking, but it's not like you're coming in with a guy that has proved a damn thing. And, look, you guys are talking about Connor Bedard. Of course, like, you develop. Blackhawks haven't been to the playoffs since 2017. That is, by my count, 8 years? 8 years of no playoffs for the Chicago Blackhawks? How about getting this team into the playoffs? How about there being some pressure, some precedent to set to, like, to raise the bar a little bit? And it feels like the bar has not been raised from within the front office of the Blackhawks. And then to your point, too, it does seem like this is, like, the guy that they got because they couldn't get other people. Like nobody was really raising their hands for the Blackhawks job, and that scares me for the franchise.
Number five.
Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris sang the seventh inning stretch during the Cubs' 4-3 win over the Rockies on Tuesday. Leila participated in the Shoot the Puck contest alongside WWE wrestling Chicago native CM Punk at a Blackhawks game a couple of years ago. I ask you, we're short on time. Lightning round. What's left on your sports fan bucket list?
I never dreamed of doing either. I never thought that that would be a possibility. Both of those experiences were absolutely incredible. So I think for me, it might be just going to, like, a really rowdy SEC football game, like LSU at night. LSU Alabama at night at LSU, that would probably be up there for me.
Hang out with Marshall.
I've done that.
I have not. And okay, I think that would Marshall. Be. I want the whole experience, like okay. The tailgate, all that stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Know if you want the LSU experience because you might get excrements on you at some point.
I'm not cheering for any particular team.
It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. You're just in the vicinity of when that can happen.
All right, so I'm wearing a poncho.
So before this past Sunday, it was I wanted to be in the basketball contest, you know, hit a free throw, or excuse me, a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, a half-court shot. That was the thing. But then I found out you can race Wienermobiles, and I want to race a Wienermobile.
Wow. Nice.
That's what happened before the Indy 500. Okay. They raced Wienermobiles.
Well, and I'll just say this. I don't want to get emotional here, but it has always been, as I'm looking over at Wrigley Field, it has always been my lifelong children's dream to someday, hopefully I can do it, maybe sing the seventh inning stretch. But I would love to do that someday.
It
hurts me to think about it. And no, I'm kidding. Everybody in here is looking at me.
Stir the pot, Brody. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm completely joking. I got to be a part, like I said, when Pat Hughes would do it, he would, come on, Dave, come on, Mark, come on up. So I wasn't actually being honored to sing it, but I have been in the crew that has sung the seventh inning stretch. So my real... What?
You're looking at me. I'm just listening.
You're giving me, where are you going with this grody look? If I have to come up with an answer, you know what? I would like to go to the Masters. I've never done the Masters and have, what do they get, those cheese sandwiches there?
Pimento cheese.
Like, they're real cheap, those cheap sandwiches. Have you been there, Jenna? Oh, you're acting like you've been there. You're like, oh, yeah, you got to try the
listening.
Cheese sandwich.
Oh, they can't hear her. She has no microphone.
No, I know she doesn't. I know, but she was... Okay, but she was giving the nod of
everybody.
Like,
everybody
there,
wishes
Brody,
they could get food
that,
at those prices any day of the week. How about that?
Well, aren't there like $5 those pimento?
Yes,
cheese?
Yeah,
right.
I don't.
That what you just said?
It is. It's like $2.50 or something like that. I don't know why I don't want to go to the Masters. Mm. I really don't
want a pimento cheese sandwich, to be honest.
I would go to the Waffle House
dog.
After the Masters.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there you
I'll
go.
Meet you there after
Waffle
you go
House,
to the Masters.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, some places I just don't know that I'd fit in as well. But for some reason, for me, the SEC tailgate is the LSU specifically is interesting.
That's tough. You can get, yeah.
No, I'm aware. Okay. Goggles and ponchos.
Oh, yeah, goggles, slickers. I got a slicker on today.
That Sick. Too. Chris Emma is at Hallis Hall for Bears OTA, so he will join us next. It is Rahimi, Harris, and Mark Rohde, and you on the score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
He's talked a lot about his desire to have structure and to be coached hard. You got to love that as a coach. Get through to him that way.
Yeah, I think the great ones, they want to be coached hard, and that's really the assumption we're making with all these guys. They all, at one point in time, they've either come up to my office or DA's office or Coach Hightower's office, and they've all told us how much they want to be a good player, a good team. They want to be a part of greatness, and so we're going to treat them as such. And part of that is coaching them hard.
Some people like Chris Emma.
A lot of people like Chris Emma. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on the score. We are live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, getting ready for the next game in this Cubs and Rockies series. And we go out to our score, Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. That is where we find our intrepid reporter. One of them is here sitting next to us, and Mark Grody. The other one is there. It's Chris Emma. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Marshall? Layla, congrats last night. That was so much fun to watch you guys sing. You did fantastic. I enjoyed it.
What about me?
Oh, no.
You're like, hey, Marshall, Layla. Hey, what's up, Grody? How you doing, buddy?
Old hey, friend. Buddy. How you doing? You
hey,
were missed up
hey,
here
Chris.
Today.
What's going on, man? Yeah, I'm here.
What's
okay,
happening?
So we know that Caleb Williams is expected to talk today. What's the latest? What have you heard?
Yeah, Caleb Williams will speak today for the first time since the report came out through the Seth Wickersham book, and I'm intrigued to hear from him. Like, it's something that I felt personally that should have happened last week during the first time of OTAs, and it's not necessarily that he owes anyone anything as much as just this is what a leader does. You know, your name and your father's name have been linked to this through direct quotes. It's not anonymous. It's not something that you can really run from, and I just want to hear him step up as a leader. It's a big moment for him where he's going into his second season and things are feeling good, and now it's a story. It's something that's lingered the last couple weeks. So look, he's going to handle it fine. He's going to be great up there. He always is. He really handles himself well in front of the media. He's got a great way about him, and I think it's something that people don't care about, frankly, in this building, but it's a story until it's not, and once he speaks on it, once he addresses it, it's going to go away.
Okay, so we've been waiting on this to happen. I was fine with waiting till this week because I think the original plan was always that he would speak this week. So that's why I'm okay with it, Chris. Do you feel like this is a big moment, or is this just kind of wrapping up some loose ends here when it comes to the story? Is this something we're going to be talking about for weeks and weeks on end?
I don't think so. I think once Caleb speaks about it today and addresses it, I think he's going to do it in his own way, which is candid and honest and genuine. He's got a very great way about him. When you talk to him, just personally one-on-one, but certainly it comes through at the podium, at the microphone. And he's not somebody who shies away from the cameras. He's not afraid of the spotlight. He's lived his entire football life in the spotlight. So it's a little bit of adversity for him personally. I think it's something that I don't think he wanted getting out there. I'm sure he doesn't love the fact that this is something that people are talking about, but I think once he gets up there and speaks as only he can in his own words and with a genuine way about him, as he often does and always seems to do, I think this story kind of goes away after a day or two.
Until the book comes out. I mean, that is part of this, is that was an excerpt from a book. This is an embedded author who they, and you know, for all intents and purposes, invited in on this process. Like, we knew what was going to happen. This is not a rumor. This is not gotcha journalism. This is something where we're going to have more unfold when it comes out in September. But I'm with you, Chris, in that I do appreciate him at least speaking to this. That's the whole point of this. We care about what he also says. I think it's also important to note that his dad acts as his agent in a way and did in these spaces.
I mean, yeah, look, I think there's been a lot of debate the last week or week and a half since this came out about how Caleb should handle it. I think it's been misconstrued a bit about whether it's a story or a non-story. It's not something that anybody should be upset by, the fact that Caleb Williams felt this before the draft and had his own skepticism about the Bears. I think, frankly, it's warranted based on the recent history of this franchise at the quarterback position. Nobody should hold that against him. But at the same point in time, this is a moment in my mind where it's a test for Caleb as a young quarterback stepping in as a leader, wearing that C on his chest, where as a leader of this team, you got to get out before it and address it. It's just something that comes with the territory. If this is somebody deeper down the roster not wearing that C, it just doesn't matter as much. It's just not as much to talk about. And the other aspect is, the Bears have been trying to act differently as an organization. They've been proudly changing the way that they operate here at Halas Hall. This is a test to that, and I wanted to see them get out in front of it in a way that we've not seen before. And I was thinking about many different controversies of the past, such as, you know, in 21, the Patch.com report involving Matt Nagy, and the way that this team has struggled in moments like this when there's a tough story out there. And I just wanted to see the organization respond in a way that says that they're fine, that they're moving past this, and they're in a good place. And I think once everything is addressed today by Caleb Williams, once he speaks on it, it's going to go away here pretty soon. And you mentioned, yes, the book's coming out in September, but I think after that point, there's just not going to be as much to talk about because you're going to have football games going on.
Chris, you may have already planned to ask this question, but I really hope you get a chance to ask him, A, if he's been able to get an advanced copy of this book and read any of it, he or his father, and B, whether or not he sees more information coming out that might get this much attention when the book itself does come out.
Yeah, those are good questions. I'm curious to know that. What I want to know just on the personal side is, did Caleb know that these quotes are coming out from his father, and did he want it to be out? And it's a difficult place for him. Like, you know, he's a young quarterback stepping into this spot, and he's got a lot on his plate here. But like I said, I think he's going to handle it great. He always seems to do well at his podiums. He's a really easygoing, genuine guy, and I think that's going to come across today.
Yeah, no, it is important to know more about his dad, I think, too, because that could inform us what's going to happen. Like, if Caleb turns out to be great, like a lot of people still think he is, and I am one of those. Like, when it comes contract time, you know, is his dad going to be front and center and involved? And obviously he had some heavy influence, so I'll look forward to kind of hearing those questions answered. Let me fire off a couple of things here for you. Emma, are the Bears practicing indoors or outdoors today? I know it's been, like, rainy here. I don't know what it's been like in Lake Forest.
They are practicing outdoors. I was told that was the plan all along. I'll give you some interesting context here because, and Grody, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's the walk onto Field 1 just outside of Hallis Hall. And in the past years with Matt Eberflus or different coaches, the music's been bumping, and it can get really loud out there. The music's not bumping now with Ben Johnson. It's quiet. It's softer. And they're focused on coaching these guys up right now. In fact, I was planning on doing this just straight from the sidelines here. And I can't do a radio voice on the sidelines because it's that quiet out there now. And they are coaching these guys hard. There was a moment, I'm sure you're going to hear it about it a little later, but they were not getting lined up quickly enough. The head coach let them hear it, like, and everybody on the field heard it. It's different right now. This is not the way it used to be where it's got a fun, easygoing way, and you got the music pumping, and the guys seem like they're having a good time. Like, this is May football right now, but they are getting after it, and they are hearing about it when they don't do things right.
What did he say?
I can't say it on air.
Really?
I love that.
This is what we were told was going to happen by other people, like Lomas Brown, like other former Lions.
Yeah, Ditka's back.
Like, they told us that this was going to happen. So any details from that is very key.
I mean, yes, it's one of those words you absolutely positively cannot say on radio. And there's been a few moments like this. There was one last week with Cole Kmet. And I tell you what, like, there's a lot going on in the field. But when you hear something like that, your ears obviously perk up. And you think, who said it? Which assistant coach was it? It's rarely the head coach who's yelling like that. And think about Matt Eberflus just never yelled. And Matt Nagy wasn't somebody to raise his voice too often. John Fox certainly did not. Tressman was never that guy. Lovey had a way of getting through to his players without yelling, without raising his voice at all. They're going to be hearing from this head coach out there, and that's a good thing. This is something that this team needed, and we heard so much last year with guys saying that they want to be coached, that they want to be coached. They're getting coached out here right now.
Sounds like you got to line up next, Emma. Sounds like you guys are going to hustle when the whistle blows.
I mean, I'm telling you what, it's been really eye-opening to watch that. And I had heard about this all along as you talk to people who have been around Ben Johnson. And the thing you keep hearing, and I go back to this point, is that he's a really smart guy. But usually those smart guys are soft on players. And he's a really tough guy. Usually tough guys aren't the smartest coaches out there. He's both. He's a combination of intelligence and bringing his scheme to this group, but also somebody who's going to really hold them accountable. And I absolutely love that combination.
Chris, I have to ask you, outside of this whole Caleb Williams situation going on right now, what are you most interested in that's happening out there today?
You know, the tackle rotation is something I'm going to be watching all throughout. And take the word rotation as you will, because they're going to be mixing that up. We saw Karan Amagaji, obviously, last week getting those 2-1 reps. Ozzie Trapillo is getting a chance, and he's going to continue to mix in with that group. Braxton Jones, as we know, is going to be out till training camp. Curious to see how he falls into the place with that as well. They are open-minded. And we saw this last week with a perfect example in a guy like Noah Sewell, who I think a lot of people wrote off the last few years. Like, he's getting an opportunity, and that's an example of this coaching staff being genuine with their word. If it's a fresh start in every way, whether you were great last year or whether you had a lot to prove, you got something new with this group, and you got to go show up with this coaching staff. So I think in the case of this tackle competition, which is obviously such a big spot to fill, they're being really open-minded, giving those guys those valuable reps.
Chris, I don't know if this is something you can reveal yet. I do know how things work out there at the Hall, but is Luther Burton back practicing?
You know how it works, Greg. I'll just say he's not out there. He's not going to be out there. He's not out there today. I don't know if we'll see him next week for veteran minicamp. We'll figure that one out. Obviously, it's something that they said is going to take a little bit of time. Soft tissue injury, but they've not really given too much for details in that spot. So I'm curious to find out more about that one.
Chris, thanks for risking your job for me just now.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Putting your life on the line.
He's trying to get you to get the Grody treatment he got so many years ago.
Yeah, I did. I
well, and, and your next step is to now be chased by somebody on a riding lawnmower for an extended amount of time on the air.
It happened,
it's
Chris.
It's always fun doing these ones on the sidelines. I remember last year during training camp, the chairman of the team came up to me mid-segment, and usually you got some fans coming up to you when the sidelines are full. There's always a lot going on here on the sidelines. But like you said, I'd never had this before. I had to kind of move inside because it's so quiet and there's so much coaching going on out there. Like, my voice was getting in the way. So I'm kind of standing in this awkward spot here in the middle of Hallis Hall and trying not to say the wrong thing in front of the wrong person as we do the segment.
Well, get your butt back out there. What are you doing talking to us?
Hold on. There's so much coaching going on. Like, that observation by itself is worth
what
this segment.
What a revelation. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, too, when we get into training camp, and now I'm seeing a flag being thrown, and I'm wondering if you're going to – I'm inside now, so you won't be able to hear what's being said. But, like, these position coaches are a reflection of Ben Johnson. These guys are demanding of their players. And if you're out there on the sidelines at training camp, like, you're going to really take notice of that. It's been my main observation for these, what now, three or four different practices that I've been able to see so far. Like, really zero in on the way that Eric Bieniemy coaches his running backs or Dan Rusher coaches his offensive line. Like, you're really learning a lot about the style that with which these guys work.
Love it. Well, Chris Emma, thank you so much for joining us from Hallis Hall with a little bit of a preview of what we can expect to hear for tomorrow and what you're seeing today.
Take care.
Okay,
thanks, Chris.
Thanks,
bye,
Chris.
Bye. Take care. With the take care. You know, you could say goodbye. Take care.
See you later.
Take care.
Until we meet again. Yeah.
There's so much coaching going on.
Yeah, that is.
What was it like?
That's scary. No, you're right.
All this coaching going on. What? It is amazing. Isn't it funny, like, just because he's yelling, we all think there's coaching going on? So I guess yelling means coaching?
Well, not necessarily. It just might mean that because there's somebody speaking to the players in front of them,
yeah,
that they can't be speaking off to the side.
Foose didn't know what to yell. He's like, I don't know. What do you want me to say? Play better.
Tactics.
The picture tactics. You're painting right
we,
now.
We saw a lot of tactics tacticking.
Yeah, we did. A lot of tactics.
Tactics. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that, again, 2 weeks in a row, apparently Ben Johnson was agitated. So, good.
Our goal
Let's
is
keep him agitated.
So to matter Ben Johnson is better for the Bears?
I guess. It's hilarious. This is what we have early. You know what I mean? It's OTA season. This is what we do, you know?
It is fair.
Body language, all that stuff.
Do I understand that we have some Meatball Machine clips on our stretch last night?
Oh, goodness.
All right, that's
Thumbs
next.
Up from Ray.
Raheemy, Harris, Grody, and Ray on the score.
DJ Ray.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
Yeah, that's right. We have a meatball machine, but we also have to tell you, we got more going on from Wrigley this week. Join the Score in Circus Sports Illinois this Friday. That's like soon, 2 days from now. From 10 a.m. to 1:20, we will broadcast live from the parking lot outside of Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark. Fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions, and food will be provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. Stop by Friday starting at 10, and it is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Download the Circus Sports Illinois app today.
Did you say more free food?
I think that's the plan. It's okay. More free food.
No, if it's free food, if it's free, it's me.
Dogs.
Let's free 99. That's the right price.
It's been a good week. It will have been a good week.
Yeah.
It's been a great day here today.
It has. Are you with us Friday?
I believe I am. Is today Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
Ray gives me the thumbs up. I love it when people tell me my schedule.
Grody Friday on the Score.
Don't put
Wrigleyville
that in the book, Ray.
Dogs. Yeah. All right. So before we close it out here at Brick House, we got some meatball machine reviews. Let's let them rip.
Seventh inning stretch. Meatball machine. Good job, guys.
All right.
Very depth review right there.
That was it? That was it?
Okay. I think he just thought it was neat that he was able to play that for you guys. Yeah. I think that was the treat
in the
that
machine.
That particular meatball was giving. Yeah, that was. I think it was the technology that. What was his name? Terry. We'll go Terry.
His name was
that
Seamus.
That was Terry's point.
Seamus.
Oh, that was Seamus.
Seamus.
Okay.
Seamus. And I think he just wanted to show the receipts in your honor.
Yes,
Layla. The
credibility is good. Credibility yes. Went. All right.
Write that down,
also,
Robbie.
Seamus with production value. That's what we call that.
Yeah.
When you add elements to your piece, that's production value. All right. Next up on Meatball Machine.
He did a great job doing the Cubs seventh round stretch. Said the inning stretch yesterday. She let her voice come out in little parts where you could hear it. I actually had to rewind it to hear it again just to hear the little sweet voice come out. Okay. Thanks.
Me too.
A little more Layla. We need a little more Layla, it sounds like.
Me too.
A little bit more Layla.
It
was
my
just,
bad.
It was, it, these things happen. That's what singing in a group is about.
It was your birthday and you were like, I want this. So
no.
You're like, I'm just going to, this is about me.
It's say, not about me.
Well, I guess I'll wish Pat Hughes a birthday, but really it's about me.
No.
We just told you that you're getting more free food with us on Friday and this is how you, react.
If you guys want to eliminate me, you can.
No. Why are these the extremes? No.
I'll go get a hot dog right now. Okay.
All right. What we got?
Don't tell Mark Grody twice.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yes. You guys killed it. Seventh inning stretch. Go, Cubs. Go. Let's get that win. Amazing.
That guy's got some bass to his voice. That was a very good voice.
That was good. That was a good positive review.
Also, Freddie Quevedo was congratulatory of us doing the stretch. Our friend who is the Cubs translator, who we love. So I was very excited to hear that news. That was the tease from earlier in the show.
Oh, Freddie Quevedo.
Shout out to an important member of the Cubs team. He is the translator. That was very kind of him.
Shout out to the Cubs. Shout out to Joe Rios, man. Hooking us up.
Joe Rios is fab.
The whole thing. Love it, Joe Rios.
All right. Jerseys.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got another one?
More meatball?
So this is our last one, and there was a lot of good ones right there. A lot of ones that are very positive, but we had one person here that was not as positive as the other ones.
Balanced.
Fine.
Awful. Absolutely awful.
With a little laugh at the end.
I want more.
Everybody knows how bad it was.
Was there more?
Absolutely awful.
That was it.
What do you guys have to say for yourselves after being awful last night?
I feel like
that was short and bittersweet.
Okay. No, I thought it was really good. I was thoroughly impressed. I was like trying to put myself in your shoes throughout the entire night, and I would have felt anxiety from the moment we were in that W Club. Like, I wouldn't have been talking to people. I would have been nervous talking. But you guys were just like cool as cucumbers. It just tells me a little bit. We all have anxiety, right? Shout out to anxiety. We all got it. Mine manifests itself in different ways. Like, I would not have been able to calm down until after I sang the song. And then I would have been good. But you guys seemed like you were very cool throughout the whole process.
If you focus on the checklist and the process, then that takes the nerves away because then you're focused on the process. But the problem is then you're not really present with the moment either. So there's always a flip side.
Be present. Robbie, did you have a good time last night? I was hanging out with Robbie quite a bit last night. Any takeaways from the night that you wanted to share with us?
I have an amazing team that I work with. You guys are awesome. But yeah, Grody and I were just having a giggle the entire time. I had so much fun.
Right.
I know you got posted on TV too, but unfortunately your head was missing. Is that what happened?
Yeah, so I told my mom, like, hey, you should, like, because she doesn't live in Chicago. She lives in Detroit. I gave her my marquee, like, sign in so she could watch, and then I'm just behind a pole that nobody could see. So it's like, hey, mom, look at me. I'm there behind that pole.
My favorite thing of Robbie, though, last night, there was some people behind us that kept saying, ay, ay, ay. And what I didn't realize was that Robbie's like, I love Chicago. Maybe that a Chicago thing to hear ay, ay, ay?
Alabama, I've heard ay, ay, ay.
You've heard that before, right? That's not necessarily
a colloquial Chicago. Also,
it sounds like when
Robbie
you think
doesn't
about
get out
ay,
much.
Ay, ay, I guess it kind of does sound Chicago.
It's kind of a Latino thing.
Well, I know a lot of people say ay, 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 but like the fans are just so passionate. There's so much passion here that like I do not see in Detroit, even though I love Detroit, but the fans there are not as passionate as the ones in Chicago.
Are they just seasoned and
yeah? They're just full of trauma. That's really it.
Robbie, cut that and send it to the ticket.
I will take this time
to also say that OPE is set around the country. Maybe not as much in other places, but OPE is a thing.
I don't think I know what OPE is.
OPE is like no OPE.
Oh,
like
you know what OPP like is, don't you?
Are you down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You know what I would say to that? OPE.
I mean,
so that's what OPE is.
Okay. No, OPE is like a statement of like a mistake. You know?
Oh, like, it's not like a derivative of dope.
Like, so like the last meatball machine messenger, he was saying OPE. Our entire anthem.
No, that guy was dude we know.
I think that guy was doing a bit. I think he was just having
bits.
Fun. That didn't sound nasty. Like, it just sounded like...
We get told how much we suck constantly.
Wouldn't it be funny if somebody
that is
like,
not new.
Like honestly, objectively, we've seen bad renditions of the seventh inning stretch. That was not a bad rendition of the seventh inning stretch. In fact, it was good.
I look at it like parking. Like, you're not going to be the worst and you're not going to be the best.
Unless you have one of those automated things that does the parallel parking for you as these fancy cars. Apparently, according to Instagram, I have one of those
just
vehicles
like
right
auto-tune
now.
With singing.
Yeah. It's okay.
Please report and then block Mark Grody's fake account.
Good God.
On Instagram, not Twitter.
I got fake accounts everywhere right now.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I have a story about learning how to park when I was a teenager. There was this guy that lived in the apartment building that I lived in with my parents. And this guy would be drunk in the day.
Oh, no.
And he would watch me struggle to parallel park and, like, just razz me about it.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
You're drunk.
I got to tell you.
He would ridicule my parking job. So he's ridiculing a teenager learning how to drive. And then I would get out and he'd be like, yeah, nice job.
That's like, hilarious. Like actually, sport. That's objectively hilarious.
I get uncomfortable watching people. Like, I root for people. I don't make eye contact because I don't want them to know that I'm watching them try
what
to parallel
mean? I
park.
I thought you were a voyeur.
It stresses,
I thought you liked to watch.
No, but no, that stresses me out. I want the best for their parallel parking, like, honestly. So I'm like the fact that this guy is laughing at you for sport is a complete converse of me. Like, I'm like, oh, God, can I help you? No, you don't want help. It's very stressful.
No, haven't you seen somebody, like, take a bad angle from this? It's like tackling. Haven't you seen somebody take a bad angle from the start on parallel parking?
Oh, I'm
like,
taking bad angles, man.
Terrible.
I watch Bears football. What are you talking about?
A lot of bad angles.
Like, you
there.
Know, you're like, that angle of pursuit is not going to get the job done.
Right. Don't
touchdown.
Hand the ball off to Doug Kramer. Shout out to Doug Kramer.
That wasn't. He got set up in a bad
hey,
spot.
Hey, man. As last week, we're sitting there watching the OTAs at the Walter Payton Center. There's Doug Kramer. Doug Kramer's still here.
Did you
don't
watch
feel
him
bad
run
for Doug
football?
Kramer. He's
Did you
still
watch
here.
Him run the football?
It wasn't his fault.
No, I mean this year. Have you seen him run
no,
the football
No, I have not
yet?
Seen him run okay. the football. Just he was curious. Just doing things that he's supposed to do so far. But I'm happy for Doug
what
and
if,
his grandparents.
What if Ben Johnson's trolling us all as no trick plays?
Well,
that would be hilarious.
If it was, he'd yell it. I wonder
no,
if he's yelling in the
no
post.
Trick
in the,
plays.
Will he start yelling at media members? Oh, let's see how this yell meter really manifests itself. Like if he's really going to do the Ditka thing, the reporters will start getting yelled at today, and hopefully that begins with Chris Emma. Emma gets yelled at by Ben Johnson.
Mark Rohde has spoken. We will see what the afternoon show thinks next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.